I'm speaking today with David Mintzberg, candidate for Harris County Judge. First question, why are you running for this office?
I think this is a critical time in the county's future. I've spent my entire life, my business life, and my community activities devoted to the idea of trying to think ahead and think strategically. Harris County is at a critical juncture point so that we are currently a county of 3,750,000 people. By the year 2025, we will add 1,250,000 people. We will add the equivalent of the city of Dallas on top of Harris County. Decisions we make today are going to be critical to our quality of life for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren. And I'm running because not only do I care deeply about those decisions, but my outlook on life, on business, on community affairs and activities is not just thinking about decisions that we make for today as it affects tomorrow, but today as it affects 5 and 10 and 15 years out.
What would you say is the most, are the most important things we're facing as we, look down the next, 10, 15 years of that kind of growth?
The global thing that we're facing in its simplest form is quality of life. And that encompasses so many areas and activities, but to the extent that we have an outstanding quality of life available to us and to business in Harris County is going to enable us to grow and prosper. Quality of life today for me encompasses everything from our ability to get around the county, traffic, congestion, and mobility, to the quality of our air, to flood control, to flooding and flood control, to our development of green space, parks, libraries, and every aspect of our daily lives. And to the extent that we deal with those issues, that we contemplate what those issues are, how we make improvements in them, is going to define our success over the next 20, 30, 40 years of our respective lives and the prosperity for all of us in Harris County.
Well, let's talk a little about transportation, since, among other things, you would be on the board, you would become part of the Harris County Toll Road Authority. Mm-hmm. The Toll Road Authority has been reasonably aggressive lately in building new, new toll roads, West Park Tollway, for instance. There's going to be managed lanes that Hectra will operate in the expanded Katy Freeway. What's your opinion of their overall strategy, and what would you like to see done differently with the Toll Road Authority?
Well, I think it's time to take a more comprehensive view of what we want to accomplish and how we want to get there. The idea, which seems to have some prevalence among members of the Toll Road Authority, is that we can continue to pour concrete endlessly, and that will somehow magically solve our problems. As a native, Houstonian and a native of Harris County, I've been here while the Gulf Freeway was always under construction and was going to be finished soon, and I say that facetiously, and I've watched as the Katy Freeway has been expanded and expanded and expanded again. Yet those only solve our issues and problems for a very short period of time, and then we're back to bottlenecks all over the place. We're going to have toll roads as part of our future, certainly, but we're also going to need a significant investment in consumer and mass transit. And for us to be successful, from 3,750,000 people to 5 million people, to a region that by 2035 will be 8 million people, we're going to have to make significant infrastructure investments in not just toll roads, but in commuter transit, mass transit, and the ability for people to get around. I know that I travel this county very, very frequently, both as part of my business and part of my life, and I'll go on roads that a lot of money has recently been spent in, and I'll find that I'm still sitting in traffic for 45 minutes to an hour. This morning, I was at breakfast at Luke 6:10 at the memorial exit. And a fellow came to breakfast, told me he had come from the north side and had taken him, and breakfast was at 7:30, it had taken him over an hour and a half to travel that distance. There's really something not right with our overall system and our planning and thinking about it when somebody's traveling an hour and a half to breakfast. And that means he left his house at 6 in the morning. So unless we think that the future is people leaving their homes at 5 and 5:30 in the morning, toll roads are an important part of the future, but the key word there is they're a part of our growth and plan. They're not the sole solution to our growth needs.
Well, let's talk about mass transit then. What's your opinion of the current Metro Solutions plans, both for 2012 and beyond, and what can the county do to implement and or improve what Metro is doing?
The county can be more aggressive. The county can be more aggressive of pushing forward for more mass transit, and the county judge in particular can set the tone and the leadership, lobbying in Austin and in particular lobbying in Washington, D.C. for money for mass transit. Our area over the last many years has been shortchanged. And I've been to Dallas and Atlanta and Phoenix in the last many years, and they are far, far ahead of us. And those are cities that we compete very directly with all the time. And you can go to Atlanta and you can get on their transit system at their airport, which is, I believe, the second or third largest in the country. I think it's Chicago number one and Atlanta's number two. And you can get on there and you can go all over Atlanta, which is absolutely as spread out as Harris County. And so those are good analogous regional developments to Harris County. And we're not days behind. We are months behind. We are years and years behind them. I've been able to get on their subway system, the airport, for got to be 7 or 8 years. Yet there's no subway system here, there's no mass transit system that takes us to our most critical point, which is the airport on the north, Intercontinental, and the Hobby. And so we're going to have to be much more aggressive about that, and we're going to have to fight for federal funds, our fair share of federal funds. The United States government's collecting them, and they're going to cities and counties and regions outside of our area.
Why is that, though?
Our leadership has not fought aggressively for that money. And county has been silent on that issue. It's been silent on a number of issues, but it has really lacked aggressive leadership. And the city of Houston in the last few years has gotten on that bandwagon, and I applaud them for that. Other cities have been slow to add their voice, and there has been a lack of regional leadership in that area. And I think that that's exactly the area where the county judge, in that and many other areas, can be most effective. The county judge is a spokesperson for those kind of major issues, and he's the person to convene others who are the mayors and gather them around a table and see if we can come up with a focused regional approach and regional solution and get the county, get the surrounding 7 counties as well, and get the 34 cities within Harris County to band together and to use our collective power to go up to Washington and say, this is what we want. This is what we want from traffic congestion. So this is what we demand in clean air. And I think that there's a big part of the job that is what I would loosely, but I think accurately refer to as the bully pulpit. And the bully pulpit is that the county and the county judge and county leadership needs to be actively out front in pursuing a broad range of quality of life issues. And that leadership has been lacking at Harris County for a long time now.
One thing that the Harris County Commissioner's Court has been known for, and this came up recently, was pushing for property tax cuts. Recently, the Commissioner's Court agreed to a 1 cent cut in the property tax. One of your opponents, Mr. Bakarys, had pushed for a 5 cent cut. My question to you is, do you approve of the action that was taken, and what is the appropriate level of property taxation in Harris County?
I do agree with the action taken for the 1 cent property tax cut. What I would push for, however, and where citizens are really being treated unfairly, is at HCAD, Harris County Appraisal District. Appraisals are all over the place. And I have fought appraisals on properties. I understand that process very well. HCAD is extremely difficult to deal with. Offices that are not open or receptive to the public. And I think that the issue of tax rate often gets obscured, or often gets, not obscured, it often actually gets focused on, whereas the appraisal amount does not. But it's actually illusory. Illusory in the sense that while the commissioners cut one penny, you go and you open up your envelope annually from the appraisal district, and you see that they've raised the value of your house, $6,000, $10,000, $14,000. Translate that. They've raised it percentage-wise, 5 and 10%. In commercial properties, I'm well familiar with a lot of folks in town who report 10 to 50% increases in their appraisals. So getting your taxes cut a penny, but your appraised value increased by $7,000 or $10,000 means that there is no savings from what the commissioners are doing. They are... I don't want to accuse them of attempting to fool the public, but that is the net effect. The net effect is the public gets fooled by calls for tax decreases in the tax rate, but I would focus on the appraisal district, and I would focus on a more transparent process, more offices, and longer office hours. People today have to take off the better part of an entire day to go protest their taxes at the appraisal district. Appraisal district is open during from 9 to 5. Most of us work 9 to 5. Most of us can't get to the one office that the appraisal district has, and most of us don't know what the process is. It's incredibly unfair to the citizens of Harris County.
Well, if you're talking about appraisal rates, then another thing that certainly your predecessor in this office, Judge Echols, had been known for was pushing for more strict appraisal caps. Is that something you would support?
I wouldn't support that. What I would support is a fair appraisal process. Once you have a fair appraisal process, you don't need the issue of caps is just not something that will really come up. What you need to ensure is that citizens have access to the appraisal district, that they can protest, that they get a fair valuation, and that they and their neighbors are fairly valued.
Okay. County judge plays a role in the disaster evacuation process, hurricanes. What's your assessment of our current state of hurricane preparedness, and what would you want to see done that is not being done now?
I would take a much more aggressive approach to hurricane preparedness. My major memory of our last hurricane evacuation was people sitting in cars for 10 and 14 and 20 hours trying to get out of town with the entire other side of the highway completely open, yet no rerouting of our traffic taking place. I have yet to hear any leader say how they would address that issue. What I've heard is our leaders calling for the construction of more roads to get people out of town. But we already have the roads. They're there. They're sitting there. And if all the traffic is headed north and no one's headed south, then you've got 6 to 10 lanes on the other side that can be used to evacuate folks. Yet I've yet to hear a single leader say that they would open up the other side and retain one lane for emergency traffic coming in while opening up the other side to get folks out. I can't for the life of me understand why we would spend several billion dollars building more evacuation routes when they're right there in front of us.
Well, there was a contraflow plan instituted belatedly somewhat for Hurricane Rita. You're saying you don't think that we have gone far enough with that?
I don't think we've gone anywhere nearly far enough. I don't see why we'd want to build billions of dollars of roads when we had people sitting in traffic and unable to get to the other side.
You mentioned flood control. What do you see needs to be done in that area?
Flood control, in my estimation, needs a complete remapping and a reprioritization of what's going on. I was several weeks ago. I was on the west side of town, and it was raining. It was a Saturday morning, and I was at the intersection of Beechnut and Fondren, which is a well-traveled but not enormously busy intersection. And after just a regular morning rain, it was already flooded, and it was down to one lane on each side. And traffic was blocked for, you know, probably half a mile. And that was on a Saturday morning. Somebody needs to go in and assess. And this is arduous. This is really arduous work. Where are all those kind of bottlenecks from one end of this county to the other? Harris County Flood Control reports that their backlog of work is more than double of what they would like. And they don't put forth any reason for that. I want to map everything that needs to be done. I want to prioritize it. I want to get a full and complete budget. And then I want to start on our worst bottlenecks and clean those up.
A big issue in county politics lately has been ethics. Both Judge Emmett and Mr. Bakaries have proposed some ethic reforms for county officials. What do you have on those?
What I have seen them propose, and I'm more familiar with what Judge Emmett has proposed and what Charles Bakaries has proposed, is the formation of a citizens panel. And in fact, I heard Judge Emmett say at the State of the County that the citizens don't want to hear what the candidates have to say in an election year. That's a pretty direct quote. I couldn't disagree more with that. I think the citizens absolutely want to hear what the candidates have to say. Moreover, I would not propose a citizens panel on ethics reform. I would propose a voluntary ethics proposal, which I would adopt on my first day of office, and which I would present to Commissioner's Court for their adoption as well. And that would be fairly simple and would contain the following points. Number one, neither I nor my company would accept any money from anybody that does business with Harris County. Number two, neither I nor my company would do any business with Harris County. And number three, there would be voluntary restrictive limits on the amount of contributions that I or any other candidate would accept in running for office. And I would, frankly, handwrite it and publish it and sign it on my first day in office. I don't need, and I don't think anybody needs, a citizens panel to tell us that taking money from companies that do business with the county where we vote on their contracts is wrong. And I don't think I nor anyone else needs to tell us that spending campaign funds on personal needs is wrong.
Would you support lobbying the legislature to give the county authority to strengthen its own ethics campaign finance laws, in particular things like requiring campaign finance reports to be made online?
Absolutely. I would not only absolutely support it, but I would adopt it for myself on my first day.
Okay. You are in a contested primary, so when people go to the polls on March 4th, why should they vote for you to be the candidate for county judge?
Well, I think that in my primary race, it's fairly straightforward for a number of reasons. Those reasons are that I've long been active in the Harris County Democratic Party. I chaired the Harris County Democratic Party from 1994 to 1998. And in addition to my activities in the party, I'm the most qualified person in either party to run for the position. I'm the only attorney running for this position. It is on the bar poll. Lawyers consider this important enough to ask the lawyers in the community to vote on who should be the Harris County judge. And I'm the only lawyer amongst the group that's running. And I'm also the only business person amongst the group that's running. Ultimately, the position of Harris County judge is about the running of Harris County, the administration and the business end of running the county. You're dealing with a $1.3 billion annual budget, and I'm the only person running who's dealt with any size budget. I'm the only person running who has administered a large budget, a large payroll myself, and has the background and experience to deal with that and understand it.
Okay, all right, David Mintzberg, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Charles.